Welcome to Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito from Private Vista. In this podcast, we draw from years of experience as well as guest specialists to help you create the life you imagine. Join us in this journey as we enlighten and empower you to align your lifestyle to help you achieve your goals with a clear picture of your future. Now, let's get to the show.
And welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast with your host, Nicole Romito. Nicole, good to be with you.
It's so good to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was looking forward to this visit because, I mean, you're in Chicago. Chicago's having a little bit of a sports renaissance here. I mean, I'm sorry about the Cubs and everything, everybody.
But, I thought they were going to go a little further, at least.
I know. But they get the Cubs got, you know, and then you've got the Bears who seem to be resurrected. Who knows? What could be next? The Blackhawks and the Bulls.
Whole big serving of luck. But yeah.
So what's on the table today?
Yes. Well, hi. Very excited. As you know, and my listeners do, that I love having my colleagues on the podcast with me, and that is the case today. So let's give a warm welcome back to Delaney Orozco.
Yay.
I think, is this your third or fourth time, Delaney?
I think this one's my fourth.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Longtime listeners are very familiar with Delaney, and I'm sure they're welcoming her back, as a matter of
fact. Absolutely. They're probably fast-forwarding through this just to get to all the fantastic tidbits she's going to impart for them.
Super.
So, yeah, so real quick, as we said, our longtime listeners will know, but Delaney is a senior advisor here at Private Vista. She's a little bit unique in the fact that this is the only company she has worked with since graduating from college. And we are so fortunate that we are coming up on our 10th year of having Delaney on our team. So
very nice.
Welcome back, Delaney. Yes, it is.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And while Delaney has been on many episodes sharing just little bits and parts of her wisdom of experience of how she helps our clients with their financial plans, today we're going to talk about something that is also near and dear to Delaney's heart, and that is volleyball. And so we are going to, for those who may or may not know, she's going to start with, actually, why don't we just jump right in? Why don't you start with how you began playing volleyball? How did you end up choosing volleyball over other sports? Because having seen you do other sports, especially ones for the first time, you pick them up like you learned it in your sleep. So why don't we start from there?
Yeah, so my volleyball career has been a bit of a wild ride. I've been playing for a very long time. I started when I was about 8. I had started softball first, which is more typical being down in the South. So all the girls play softball, all the boys play football or baseball. That's just kind of the typical way to get started in sports. So I had loved softball, but it was, one, a little slow, and two, in the Louisiana heat, probably not my mom's favorite thing to do, sit out and just be drenched in sweat watching
poor Belinda. She was wilting.
Exactly. So one day I was at the recreational space and I had walked past the gym trying to get a little AC and I saw people playing volleyball. So I figured I'd give it a shot. And the speed of it, you're in close quarters with your teammates. I think it was too many things that I was enjoying about a fast-paced game that I wasn't getting the same satisfaction in softball. So I decided to switch. And my mom was actually my first coach. She had no real training, but did everything she could to learn the game and coach my little 8-year-old recreational team.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that was the starting point. Then my grammar school had a pretty bad volleyball team. And I joined that team. And pretty quickly, we learned that it was going to be something that I wanted to do. I mean, I was one of those kids that I was outside hitting the ball against my house for hours and hours. And my mom knew that wasn't going to last. So we needed to get me into a more coordinated space and not just beating the house down.
Right. Yeah. Plus she's like, the house is also dented on that side now.
Exactly. So I joined the club volleyball world at about 10, which is the travel volleyball community for youth sports.
Awesome. Well, that's so exciting. And then I know you were able to transition that into your college playing as well. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started club volleyball at about 10. And funny enough, so you had mentioned Private Vista is the only company I've ever worked for. I only ever played for one club my whole career, which is something else that's not very common. Typically, players bounce around and it's just not normal to be at one place for 8 years. So I was at the same club in Louisiana my whole career. And in high school, I started at one high school. And by my sophomore year, I realized I wanted to play in college and there was nothing going to stop me. So I switched high schools.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah,
I went to a different high school for my junior and senior year because they had the best coach in, my argument would be the world, but definitely the best coach in the state. So I went to his program and that's kind of how I started my college recruitment journey.
That's amazing. Yeah. And then you ended up playing at college, right? At Virginia Tech?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have a unique recruitment story. So I was doing a couple of camps here and there with a lot of the local colleges. So LSU, Tulane, Loyola, and I'd gotten a lot of exposure that way. Well, we did a small group practice so that another teammate of mine could get recruited to Virginia Tech. So they had a scout come down. They videoed our practice and they were videoing her. But of course, you see me, this little 5'2", 5'4" nugget at the time with a 30-inch vertical.
Oh my gosh. No wonder your knees are dead today.
Exactly. They filmed the practice, took it back to Virginia, and the head coach was like, we want that kid too.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not right place, right time.
No, oh, absolutely. Could not say that that timing didn't work out perfectly. So,
my God, I love that for you.
Yeah. And then we, you know, pretty quickly after that into my senior year, because I was already a senior at this point, I accepted the offer and moved out to Virginia.
Oh, that's excellent. And then you were able to play all 4 years.
So I played for the varsity team for the majority of my stay.
Okay.
When I decided to switch to financial planning as my major, I was a little behind in the curriculum. So if I had wanted to graduate on time, I had to take about 7 or 8 classes per semester.
Okay.
So my senior year, I played on the club team so that I could finish school in time.
Oh, that's amazing. Look at you. You always make, you're so wise for your age, making adult decisions, doing the right thing, but it's paid off for you.
Absolutely.
So I know, and you know, you can tell how much you love it by the big smile on your face. Why don't you share with, I know kind of, you know, you continued to play even after you moved to Chicago and you joined us here at Private Vista. Why don't you kind of share, I know you were continuing to play, I think it was on the Beach League at North Avenue. And why don't you share a little bit, not only has volleyball brought you joy because you love being part of a team, you love working towards goals, you're slightly competitive, but it's also, I'll just do spoiler alert, was how you met your fabulous husband, Danny. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
So we've kind of gone through grade school, high school, college. Well, when I first moved to Chicago, I joined my Virginia Tech alumni group and they said, oh, we're doing beach volleyball this summer. So I was like, perfect. I'll make friends. I'll go out to beach volleyball. Well, I was not the most welcomed player after about 4 games in. They were like, you are way too competitive. for this fun. It's supposed to be fun. And we're supposed to drink and play.
And we're enjoying being on the lake and pretending we're being sporty, right?
Yep. Well, I didn't get that memo. So I was way too competitive. So then what I did was I started making friends in the volleyball community, and I found the really competitive leagues. And what I didn't realize is that Chicago has one of the largest volleyball adult communities pretty much in the country. So I joined a couple of different leagues, and then I kind of fell into my next greatest love, which was NAGVA volleyball. And that, I would say that's probably the second largest adult volleyball league, really, aside from USAV. So the NAGVA community, it stands for North American Gay Volleyball Association. And they took me in with open arms.
Of course.
Yeah, I got to travel and play very competitively on a men's team for about 3 years of my adult career. And it was just such a wonderful experience, and it was so much fun. But I was the only girl on my team almost every time I played. But that was great. And that then led right into continuing the leagues. And in 2017, I happened to join a men's fours league. So it was four people on both sides.
Okay.
And that's where I first met my husband. He was actually the ringer for the opposing team on the championship game. So out the gate, I was not very happy because I said, who is this guy that they just brought in on the last game of the season to come and win it for them?
Ooh.
And we did not win the championship. So I was furious. However, in the very next startup of that same league, we subbed for the same team. And that's the night we met. Well, that was a Monday night. We went on our first date that Wednesday and pretty much have been inseparable ever since.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
It's a good story.
It is a really good story. And I know you and Danny share your passion for volleyball. You guys still play it, but also coach it. You're coaching club for local high school girls, I believe, right?
Yeah. So it was 2019. So right before the pandemic,
yep.
I was playing and I was still playing like I was 22. And at this point, I was not. So I went up for a big attack, landed all on my left leg, and ended up needing a pretty intense knee surgery. So since then, I haven't played quite as competitively as before, but that's when I started my coaching journey. So 2019, we joined Chicago Elite Volleyball Club, and that's been just another space that I've been able to continue my passion. And I feel like I'm making an impact on the next generation of humans, not even just players. So that's been extremely rewarding. And getting to do it with my husband's been even better.
Yes.
It's a family affair at this point.
Well, it is, because cutie patootie Mila's also getting, I would say, indoctrinated into the volleyball world. Poor kid's not.
Yeah.
She's not going to have a choice of another sport.
I know. So we put her in gymnastics specifically so she didn't feel pressured. But I mean, we pretty much pressure her anyway.
Well, I love that you don't, you not only diversify our clients' portfolios, but you're trying to diversify your daughter's sports activities, although
exactly.
It sounds like under false pretenses.
a little bit. But I do think that one of the most important things that volleyball has given me is the people I've met throughout my career.
Right.
The amount that I learned from my high school coach, it's information and how to be a good person that I'm so grateful for. And he just gave me so many of the baseline things that you need to be a successful person. And it bled right into my career. And that was the foundation, right? So he taught me, you know, how to be dedicated, how to be loyal, how to be a good teammate, and how to work harder than everybody else for things that you want. So he gave me that foundation. And then throughout my career, you know, countless good friends that I'm still friends with today. My best friend and I, we played volleyball together when we were, I think, 11 or 12, and we just had our 20-year anniversary
Being friends. I love that.
Yeah, so it's just, it's the people I've met along the way. And then when I became a coach, I was still, you know, kind of getting used to being an adult and being in the big city. Well, one of the club owners is just someone that I look up to so much. So she was a lawyer. She had three kids. She knew what it was like to juggle family, coaching, and a career.
Yeah.
So I have learned so much from her of how to time manage, how to manage people. So he's even at Private Vista, there's people that I have to coach up and manage below me. And she's given me so much of that background, too, from a different perspective for someone that's not in this company.
Yeah, which I think it's always helpful to have a coach that's outside, you know, your industry or your particular role, because it's just a whole fresh set of eyes. And they might say, well, here's how we do it in the legal world. And even though it's two different worlds, sometimes just having that fresh advice, or maybe you tweak how you apply it. So that's great that you have access to that.
No, I was just going to say, she always tells me that coaching teaches you how to be a better parent because you see how other parents parent.
Oh, that's true. That's very good. Yeah. So I know one of the things you always share, not only with us, but with your clients is, I mean, how do you, with your participating in sports and now you're coaching and you're a parent, how do you tie all that in when you're, what are some of the skills that you've transferred when you're talking with clients and helping them build and then implement and then monitor their own financial plan?
Yeah, I think probably the main thing that volleyball has given me that translates directly into what we do is, for volleyball, there's really no one person on a team that can get the whole job done. So in basketball, you can have someone scoring the majority of the points. That, you know, a lot of sports that are individualized, it's just you and the ball, or you and what you're doing. But for volleyball, it's actually illegal to touch the ball twice in one play.
Oh, that's right.
You have to have teammates or it's never going to work. So learning how to cooperate within a team, learning how to care about your team, even if they make you mad, you have to find ways to make sure that the unit as a whole is functioning. So when we talk about finance or running a team where we're essentially the quarterback for our clients' entire financial lives, you have to work with every piece of that team and you have to know how to care truly and deeply. It can't be surface level. And I think that's something that I've been taught throughout my volleyball career is that nothing is surface level. You got to mean it from the bottom of your heart. And I truly believe that I care for my clients from the bottom of my heart, just like I've always cared for my teammates that way.
Yeah, and it certainly comes through. I know when I've been in client meetings with you, you always go the extra mile. You're always willing to, whether it's answer any and all questions, and you do it in a way that makes people feel good about themselves and they learn something. So those are two key things.
And I've learned a thing or two about time management, juggling two jobs, a husband, a child.
Yes.
My mom.
Wanting to have times for friends and family as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly. So time management really shines through.
It sure does, right? Until you and I figure out how do we get more than 24 hours out of one day? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else? I mean, this has been so delightful. I always love learning more about you as a person. Is there anything else you want to kind of either like impart with our listeners or reiterate before we wrap up here?
Absolutely. I am a huge believer in putting your kids into something that will build some of these baseline things that make them successful. So whether that's a team sport, even an individualized sport gives you a ton of these same aspects of learning time management, how to be dedicated. Loyalty is something that is really hard to just teach in your everyday life without having some kind of structured group organization. And it doesn't have to be sports, although that's been my life forever. There's so many other things out there. My niece recently has decided she doesn't want to do competitive cheerleading, but in order to keep her in a group setting, she's going to take art classes.
Oh.
And with the same group of people every week. So she's going to continue to do something where you have to kind of work together.
Yeah, building community, right?
Building community is everything. And knowing how to be a part of a team means so much.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we work in teams here at Private Vista, but even if it's you and the client or clients, it's still you're building a team with them as well. Yeah. And I think the key thing is you have to all trust each other, right? Know you've got each other's back. Know there's going to be times where, you know, maybe it's not all, you know, puppy dog tails and rainbows and lollipops, but, you know, that's life. Yep. But to trust each other and know how to work through that. So I know you've been a big inspiration to me on, you know, always trying to put forth my best and try harder and things like that. So thank you. And I will say your loyalty certainly rings through. I didn't know you'd only been in one volleyball program and you know, you switched schools just to be able to pursue your passion. So I think that shows your dedication. Certainly your loyalty has been shown, if you will, in practice here. So we just got to get you some new bionic knees and then you'll be good to go.
Maybe I'll play again one day.
Exactly. And you'll have like a 60-foot vertical.
Yeah. Well, my competitive spirit still shines through because I always tell the kids I have two bum knees and I can still beat you. And then I actually do. So
of course you do. So awesome. Well, thanks again.
Of course.
You know what? I got to jump in here for one quick second because, well, first of all, Delaney, congratulations on your college career. That's fantastic. And I do understand what that means because I'm the parent of two kids who participated in sports in college. My son played a Division I sport in college. And I want to congratulate you on translating what I have espoused and preached for years, which is the value of sports goes way, way, way beyond sports. And you yeah, really gave voice to that during this conversation, the values of loyalty, the values of teamwork, the fact that it's like, you know, you do need some discipline in terms of time because that's the only way you're ever going to manage any of it. So that's great. But so my big question though is, you're from Louisiana. I don't hear any Louisiana voice. And I grew up in Texas, so I know what a Louisiana voice sounds like. What happened, Delaney?
So we're not from the bayou. We kind of grew up city side. So I'm just a quick suburb away from New Orleans. Probably my granddad had the biggest accent of all of us. He was from Thibodaux, Louisiana. So he's got a little more than we all did. But I go home and the y'alls come out a lot more. Mm-hmm. A few things kind of hang a little longer. But then I come back to Chicago and it's like I was never there.
Yeah. Can you do a Louisiana accent for us?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
I bet you can could, Delaney.
I think she can, too.
There's plenty of swamp shows on TV. I think there was one about hunting alligators. Watch that on YouTube. You'll get a perfect Louisiana accent.
Well, that's great. And Delaney, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And you know, giving us a little insight into the kind of people that you know, clients at Private Vista deal with. So that and I think it's really helpful. And Nicole, thank you for bringing Delaney back to give us that insight. As a matter of fact,
absolutely. I'd have her on every episode if I could.
No, she's fantastic. I really enjoy it every time she comes on. We do this every episode, but I'm going to ask it again for people who are listening, maybe for the first time. If they want to reach out to y'all and get in touch, how do they do it, Nicole?
Yeah, so I would say the easiest way would be either they can call at 312-831-4370 and just ask for Delaney, and our receptionist can connect you. Or you can go to our website at myprivatevista.com. And on the homepage, there's a contact us button. Just fill out your information. You can reference this episode or just say, hey, I'd like to be connected with Delaney. And we will do that in short order.
Fantastic. The other thing you can do that's really easy if you're listening to this for the first time is hit the follow button, become a subscriber. The importance of that is once you're a subscriber, you're notified every time a new episode is released and you will not miss another one. The other thing I would ask you to do is if you like this podcast, tell people about it. A little word of mouth promotion would be very much appreciated. So until next time, I'm Bill Tucker on behalf of Nicole and everybody at My Private Vista. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito, sponsored by Private Vista. Visit our website at www.myprivatevista.com or give us a call at 312-831-4370. And don't forget to click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. Private Vista is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced. Such data and other information are subject to changes without notice. This was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.